I think we could describe this as entering into a new phase.
And they say we're going to have a national lockdown or a national quarantine. And I would just say that's absolutely false. It's not true.
Time matters. Minutes count.
It is how we respond to that challenge that's going to determine what the ultimate endpoint is going to be.
We will save lives.
With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. This update is brought to you by SiestaKeyYES.com. Your dream is ready. Book your vacation now and save big on condos in Siesta Key, Florida. SiestaKeyYES.com. Some of the stories coming in this report: Detroit now returning to remote learning due to an increase in coronavirus cases. The country of Austria seeing new daily records in cases. The United Kingdom outbreak may finally be starting to slow. Global cases are seeing new record highs. Global deaths also topping 12,000 for the first time. And in the United States, cases are rising in all 50 states. That's a brief summary. As the U.S. heads closer to the Biden lockdown, the Detroit Free Press is reporting that Detroit schools are about to halt face-to-face learning because of rising COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Per the report, Detroit public schools are halting in-person learning through January 11th as COVID-19, meaning the city's 50,000 students likely won't return to classrooms until next semester. Quote, all classes will be held online starting Monday, November 16th, due to the rapid increase in the COVID-19 infection rate in Detroit. That, according to the district, said in an announcement, quote, face-to-face learning and learning centers will remain open this Thursday and Friday to provide families time to arrange educational support for students, end quote. Other nearby Michigan districts have also reverted to online learning in recent days, including Grosse Pointe, Huron Valley, Pontiac, Rochester, and Utica. Meanwhile, overseas, Austria has become the latest EU member to report a new daily record, even after tightening restrictions on non-essential businesses last week. The country of Austria reported 9,262 new cases and 44 deaths. In a rare bit of good news, a recent UK symptom study has put the COVID-19 rate of spread below 1, indicating that the outbreak is finally starting to slow. Around the world, the number of new COVID-19 deaths recorded over the last 24 hours to Wednesday topped 12,000 for the first time, a new daily record as the global coronavirus pandemic places unprecedented pressure on healthcare systems from Paris to the Mountain West. Cases are also rising in all 50 states for the first time since the pandemic began. To be sure, over the past week, the number of new cases has finally started to plateau or decline in the UK, Germany, and France. Meanwhile, hard-hit neighbors like Belgium, the Netherlands, and the Czech Republic have seen significant declines in infection rates as well. And in other news, the number of hospitalized patients is still growing. In the U.S., new national records north of 60,000 have been reached, while France, Italy, and the UK have reached their highest levels since the springtime. Meanwhile, governors from New York to California have imposed new restrictions on businesses, social gatherings, and movement this week. By now, all of the countries have enacted at least some restrictions, including closing bars and restaurants or at least limiting their indoor service capacity, closing non-essential shops, or barring alcohol sales after 10 p.m., as Sweden has just enacted. Meanwhile, in Germany, the Robert Koch Institute revealed that officials had counted another 21,866 new cases over the past 24 hours in Germany, bringing the country's total number to 727,500. Germany has also recorded 11,982 deaths. Since the country imposed its lockdown light earlier this month, the curve has flattened ever so slightly, a sign that, quote, we are not completely at the mercy of this virus, according to Germany's Lothar Wehler, or Wehler, the head of RKI. The number of confirmed cases worldwide has now topped 52 million after Johns Hopkins reported the first daily new record for new confirmed cases worldwide yesterday, with 666,955 new coronavirus cases worldwide in one day. This is your coronavirus update. I'm Jim Watkins. Want to learn how to save money on your health insurance and also save up to 30% with no deductibles? For you or your employees, find out more at nationwidehealthsolutions.com. That's nationwidehealthsolutions.com. And now with more news, with vaccine news dominating the headlines this week, Hungary has reportedly agreed to buy its first doses of the Russian-made Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine after authorities in the country revealed that it was 92% effective at preventing infection, according to initial data from the final stage trial. Even more importantly, in the U.S., Moderna, a company working on a vaccine with the same mRNA technology as Pfizer vaccine, said that it finally has enough data for an interim analysis of the late-stage experimental trial. The company confirmed that the threshold of 53 patients sickened has been reached, meaning the data analysis on the results will soon be ready. The news predictably sent Moderna's shares rocketing 5.3% in pre-market trade. And in other news, BMO Capital Market analyst George Farmer said the announcement indicates first interim results could be coming any day from Moderna and that it has a greater than 95% chance of coming in positive. Jefferies analysis led by Michael J. Yee said they expect the results will be positive, with an efficacy rate around 90% seen in the Pfizer vaccine, and that we could, quote, could hear back soon. And finally, Turkey has banned smoking in public places to try to stamp out a surge of infections. The country's interior minister decreed late Wednesday that smoking would be banned on busy streets, at bus stops, and in public squares. The ban was enacted after the country determined that Turks were, quote, incorrectly using their masks by lowering them to their chins to smoke cigarettes. Roughly one-third of Turks smoke, according to World Health Order data. And finally, Japan hit a new daily record of coronavirus infections Thursday as authorities began hinting they may take stronger measures to arrest the increase. At least 1,634 cases were recorded nationwide in Japan, according to a tally by national broadcaster NHK, topping the previous high set during a surge in August. While numbers are low in absolute terms compared to many other countries, a spike in northern Japan is leading to concerns that cases could spread as winter sets in. And if we want to take a quick look again at the numbers here in the United States on this day, first we'll take a look at, of course, the U.S. overall numbers. And the U.S. On Wednesday recorded a total of 1,479 new case deaths. That's extremely high, and it set the record for the globe. Also, in terms of the most hard-hit states, in terms of number of deaths in the last 24 hours, Texas remains on top with 120 fatalities, California with 37, Florida with 48, New York with 22, Illinois with 153. Those are the top hard-hit states with new deaths with coronavirus. And that completes this update for this Thursday, November 12th. Follow us online at CandidlySpeaking.net. This update is brought to you by Florida Vacations at siestakeys.com. I'm Jim Watkins.